show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com and enter code USA at checkout.
Unemployment lines a lot shorter. The Labor Department saying this morning that 209,000 people filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week. Most analysts were expecting the number to come in at 230,000. The number is 24,000 fewer than the week before. Biggest jumps in claims, though, in New York, California, and Connecticut. A national manhunt continues after a man kills a sheriff's deputy in Maine. Here's the latest from USA Radio's Rick Vinson.
Do not approach Williams. He remains armed and extremely dangerous.
That's Somerset County Sheriff Dale Lancaster talking about 29-year-old John Williams, a suspected cop killer in Maine. Corporal Eugene Cole shot and killed. His cruiser then stolen and used in the robbery of a convenience store. Sheriff Lancaster is asking for the public's help.
There's been a large contingency of officers from different law enforcement working leads.
Williams had been out on bail for weapons charges and scheduled to appear in court Wednesday.
USA's Rick Vincent there, and this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Environmental Protection Administration Chief Scott Pruitt will be on Capitol Hill today answering questions for two U.S. House committees, not just about how he's running the EPA, but also on ethical issues. He allegedly gave some aides big pay raises after the White House told him not to. Also, the Government Accountability Office has ruled that Pruitt violated EPA spending laws when he had a $43,000 soundproof phone booth installed in his office. And that follows early allegations during his term that he spent over $100,000 on first-class air travel at the taxpayers' expense. The Ford Motor Company is going to be getting rid of its sedan models. By 2020, nearly 90% of that automaker's footprint in North America will be trucks, utility vehicles, and commercial vehicles, according to a statement from Ford that says, in part, given declining consumer demand and product profitability, the company will not invest in next generations of traditional Ford sedans in North America. It says over the next few years, Ford North America will phase out all but their two best-selling cars, the Mustang and the Focus Active crossover that's coming out next year. And Prince William will be Prince Harry's best man when he marries American actress Meghan Markle. Kensington Palace making the announcement today that Harry has asked William to do the honor. Harry and Markle will be married on May 19th. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning at 11:05. It is 58 sunny degrees in Flemington. Forecast for today is mostly sunny, high of 67. It's definitely a day to get out. Tonight, there's increasing clouds. Chance of showers, 70%, then 100% chance tomorrow. And then for the Friends of the HCL book sale on Saturday, it will be mostly sunny, with a high of 66 degrees. And then another glorious day for the book sale on Sunday. Sunny with a high of 56.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're the end of the rainbow, my pot of gold. Your daddy's little girl to heaven mold. A precious gem is what you are.
I'm waiting for them to sing a little bit, Jennifer. Relax.
I can't hear them. Can you hear them?
Yes.
I can't.
You're the spirit of Christmas, my star on the tree. You're the Easter Bunny. To mommy.
Good morning and welcome to the Library Show. I think I've let it play long enough. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, we have a special guest. The Mills Brothers is telling us we have Chris Phelan's little girl on our show today. Natalie Phelan will be joining us. It's Take Your Child to Work Day. Natalie has joined us for the last several years, if I'm not mistaken. It's almost time for the 22nd annual Friends of HCL book sale. It's only two scant days away. This year's sale promises to be one of the biggest ever, so you won't want to miss it. Entries are being accepted for the HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale. We have all the details on how to enter and what to expect on June 9th at the Hunterdon County Library. Jennifer is fed up with kleptomaniacs because they take things literally. Information about the Kids and Adults Summer Reading Clubs Community Day, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, is coming up on June 2nd. All that and more on today's library show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Natalie. It's a new era for the library show. This is our first live video performance. What's the correct term I'm looking for here, Jennifer?
We're streaming live.
We're streaming live over the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce page and also on Jennifer's Facebook page. Is that correct?
I'm giving it a shot. We're seeing how it's going.
And then we will be on the Hunterdon County Library page later. We're still working at the kinks. So if you've ever wanted to match the face with Jennifer's voice, here you go. Say hi to the world, Jennifer.
Hi, world.
And Natalie, welcome. How are you?
I'm good.
How old are you now?
I'm 10, and I'm turning 11.
10? So what grade is 10?
Fifth grade.
Fifth grade?
Yeah.
So you're going to RFIS?
Yep.
How do you like that school?
It's good.
I play basketball in your gym every Tuesday and Thursday.
Which is why on Wednesday and Friday it smells so bad.
Does it, Natalie? She didn't notice.
Who's actually, your teacher? You know what? She can nod now because we're doing the video portion. I used to tell my guests you can't nod. You have to talk. But now people can see you nod.
Did you ever have Mrs. Burns as one of your teachers?
Mrs. Burns, yeah.
Did you?
Oh, Mrs. Burns, like...
Right now, or... Or you've had her in the past?
She worked at my school last year. I don't know if it's the Mrs. Burns you're talking about.
Yes, you know. I'm pretty sure it is. How many Mrs. Burns are there?
I know there was another one. She just
Do you know her first name? If I said it, would
Katie.
You know it? Rebecca?
No, I don't know her then.
Well, I know Mrs. Burns that teaches over there.
Yeah.
I forget which
I know Mrs. Burns. She's one of the music teachers. She helps out.
Oh, okay. Maybe that might not be her. Mrs. Burns, I don't know, couldn't carry it. No, I'm just kidding. I don't think she's watching. Couldn't carry a tune in a pail in a bucket.
Now everybody gets to see all the faces I make at you every week.
Yeah, I know. Everybody watched closely to the left side of the screen. It's Jennifer.
I let you two talk me into these.
So what is your plan today, Natalie, for take your daughter? You already told us that you had breakfast at Beaverbrook Country Club. That's correct?
Yeah, because there's a meeting there.
What did they have for breakfast? Anything good?
They had these little potatoes. They're potatoes, yeah. They were really good.
Just potatoes?
No, there's like eggs.
Oh, okay.
Really, you don't need much more in life, Jim.
And the exhausted. Chamber welcomed some new members to the...
Yes. Well, they were like... coming like to see like what the chamber was about.
Okay. Do you remember any of the groups that were coming?
Actually, ExxonMobil.
Okay. That should be a big one, I would think.
Yeah.
But I'm actually giving free advertising. I probably can't see it. Can you zoom in, Jennifer? To Heron Glen Golf Course. I'm wearing a Heron Glen windbreaker. I believe they're members of the chamber.
You better hope
I guess they are. Well, they're a Hunterdon County department. Is that correct, Jennifer? We should do more with them.
You just want to do more with them because they're on a golf course.
Well, that's where the fringe benefits.
The county golf outing is that day.
It's June 6th.
It's also the same day that I graduate from Leadership Hunterdon.
Oh.
So I'm figuring I'm going to have nobody at graduation.
Well, tell us about that, Jennifer. How is Leadership Hunterdon going?
It's going very well. We turned in our paper last Friday.
Okay.
We spent the morning in the old courthouse.
So this has been a months-long endeavor for you.
It's been since September, yes.
And you're almost there.
We have two more classes, but we're actually doing graduation a week before the classes end. And what
do you do for graduation?
I'm not sure. I don't even
Some
know
kind
if
of I, celebration that
yeah.
I can come to? Can I sit in the audience? And
no, will you come because I have tickets.
Oh, sure.
But it's at night.
I'd love to.
It's a Wednesday night, though.
Wednesday, what's the date?
June 6th.
Can't do it.
See?
I have trivia that.
I know. It was scheduled for the 21st, and they changed it.
The 21st would have been perfect.
I know. For me, too, because I have a program that night that I need to be at the library.
I'm sorry. And do I get to, like, in regular graduations, like they say, everybody in the audience stand up who supported this person, and I get a little
recognition? You would have, but I'm going to have nobody.
Where is it at?
I don't know. Uh-huh. They haven't said that yet. Like, there's literally going to be nobody there.
No. It's a very, so then where do you go from there here with your Leadership Hunterdon degree? Doors, I'm sure, are going to swing wide open for you. All right, what else is on the plan today for you, Natalie, for your dad taking you to lunch? Natalie's dad, did I mention, is Chris Phelan, president of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
Well, I know that I think he might be taking you to Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A? Is that one of your favorite places?
Yes.
Cool.
And then, yeah, and then I have to do some, like, school stuff.
Okay.
Oh, your brother went to Chick-fil-A last night with your mother.
Yeah.
Get off of Facebook. We're on a
radio
show.
I'm streaming. I'm watching the feed.
Do you have to go to our Community Day meeting after this radio show?
I think so, yeah.
You do? Okay. You can sit next to me.
No, I'm streaming it. I'm watching it on Facebook, and then
her
brother and mother
doing?
Just showed up.
My next message is going to be in semaphore. So all your ships at sea, if you can.
Terrific.
I don't even know how to start to do semaphore. I just realized.
I think you need colorful flags for that.
Yeah.
So should we go to our first commercial break?
Is it already time?
It is.
And then we have a lot of library stuff. Believe it or not, a lot of library stuff to talk about. We've got to tell Natalie all about the book sale. About the art show.
All right, but we'll do some commercials, and then we'll do Today in History.
Very good.
Okay, we'll be right back. Natalie, don't go anywhere.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Natalie brings up a good point that the Facebook live stream is 5 seconds behind, Jennifer. How does our voices sync up with it? Does it sync up with it?
You'll have to ask her.
Now I'm nervous about this. Our voices coming on 5 seconds before our mouths move? Is this a bad Godzilla movie in progress? Natalie and I figured out why there's a 5 second delay. We figured it out off the air. We won't. Our example on the air. So Natalie tells us she has a new pet. Well, last time she was on our program, she was hoping she was going to get a cat. And it didn't quite work out that way. What happened, Natalie?
Instead, I got a puppy.
A puppy. Okay.
Which is even better.
So what kind of dog is it?
He's an English Cocker Spaniel.
Oh. And what's his name? His or her?
It's a boy. Boy. His name's Carmelo.
Carmelo?
Carmelo, yeah.
Cool. After Carmelo Anthony from the Knicks? Really? Who's a big Knicks fan in your house? No?
He came with that name, right?
He came with the name Carmelo, but then I was like, I wanted to name him after a basketball.
Because where did you get him? Tell Jim where you got him. Tell him the whole story.
Okay, so.
It's a good story.
It's a good story. So, last year, on my birthday, my parents took me to St. Louis to get a puppy. To get a puppy, but to look, and we found him, and we, my mom only signed the papers because we were fourth on the list to get him. So, like, if everything else fell through, then 2 months later, my dad gets a phone call, and we leave this event that we were at, and we go to the shelter, and surprise my mom with it, and me, and my brother.
Yes, but it was not a good surprise for your mom.
It was not
was
a
it?
Good surprise. My mom didn't want to.
Because she figured you were fourth on the list, you would never.
No. Because everybody
she gambled
else.
And lost.
Yep. And yeah, so we got the dog that day.
And how long ago was this?
This was last year.
Oh, okay. So it's
he's
been a while.
About a year old, 2-3 years old.
And have you trained Carmelo to do any tricks, like play defense or.
Yeah, he can not really do tricks.
Like the real
he
Carmelo.
He can sit. Oh. He can sit, but he can.
Oh, Jennifer, there's something wrong. You did something with Facebook Live. Turn around. What does that say?
Music or audio that belongs to someone else.
Oh, it's reading that song you played for. The Sam Cooke song. We just broke some FCC rules. Great job, Jennifer.
We have no FCC regulation. It was probably all of a sudden Facebook's concerned about rules.
So Facebook is monitoring us closely. I like
apparently.
That.
I don't really use Facebook.
So, Jennifer, could you just double-check Natalie's mic? Because it's not coming through my headphones.
Talk.
Hello?
There, that's good.
Okay, that's better.
All right. Are we finished?
Tell
with
that story all over again. I'm just kidding.
No.
We heard it. It's just
because I want to hear. Also, last year you said you wanted to be a psychiatrist.
I still do.
You still do? How's it going with your father?
Still listening to the Catholic channel.
Is he a test patient or something?
Yeah. Have you met him?
Yes.
Have you sat through a meeting
with
him?
He's a wonderful man. She's going to be in big trouble. I don't know.
I've been there before.
It's going to be the library show with just Jim Thatch.
I've been there before. I can handle it.
So it's time for Today in History, Natalie. Every time this week I ask Jennifer, and now you, questions about events that happened on this date, which is April 26th in years past. I only have a couple things today. And then I give you some names of people who were born or who have died on April 26th and see if you know who they are.
Here we go.
This is going to be kind of – I forgot you were coming. I would have gotten some from your era. So you might know – you'll know one of them. Maybe two. We'll see. Okay, let's start with the events first. I'm going back to 1607. Do you have history class, Natalie?
Oh, yeah. We have social studies.
Okay.
Cover all
kinds. So on this date in 1607, English colonists make landfall at Cape Henry, Virginia. So where were they heading to? What was their next stop to establish a colony? Any idea?
Talking about colonists.
It was the first English colony in the United States.
They were heading to Jamestown.
That is correct. Jamestown was the next
stop. We were studying Jamestown in social studies.
Very good. Have you ever been there?
You should take a field trip.
No, Jamestown is in Virginia.
Yes.
So they're heading there. And John Smith was their leader. And there was Pocahontas, Powhatan. And in 1622, there was no more peace between the Native Americans and the colonists because Powhatan died and his brother came into power.
Wow.
That's a much more complete answer
than impressive.
I ever give. You're setting the bar a little too high.
Yeah, Jennifer, pay attention. That's the kind of answers that we request.
Tell your father to take you to
I just had a social studies test, so I was studying.
Okay. You should go to Williamsburg and Jamestown.
We might go to Williamsburg in May.
Tell him to take you down to Jamestown. It's pretty nice.
Yeah.
And York. Jim has you have a relative at Jamestown or something, right? A connection?
Yeah, one of my relatives was one of the English colonists in Jamestown.
He was a servant, though.
We think. Probably was. Okay, Natalie and Jennifer. Okay, Natalie, let's see if you get this one. On this date in 1865, Union cavalry troopers corner and shoot dead the assassin of President Lincoln. Do you know who assassinated President Abraham Lincoln?
John.
That's.
What's his last name? No, it's a John.
Wilkes.
John is correct.
Wilkes. What was his last name?
John Wilkes.
Keep going. One more.
John Wilkes Booth. You were on the right track.
John Wilkes Booth. Because the Booth.
He was on the run for a few days, and they finally, on this date in 1865, cornered him in a barn, and they weren't supposed to shoot him, but one of the Union officers got a little antsy. Probably they were a little angry with him. And they shot him.
That's not.
Okay, people who were born
maybe
on this
bad.
Day.
That's it, two things?
Yes, I didn't have much. I forgot about Natalie coming, or I would have found some more recent things. 1785, Natalie's probably going to struggle with these. John James Audubon was born on this date in 1785. Ever hear of Audubon? Jennifer?
No.
He was an ornithologist, a bird. He studied birds. He did the first big, huge book of illustrated birds of North America.
Oh.
And I forget which library it's in, but every day somebody goes in, it's a big ceremony with white gloves and turns one page to the next page.
Okay, and who was the artist of these pictures?
I'm going to take a guess.
It's Audubon.
Oh,
correct.
Dang.
He did it himself. He was a very famous bird painter.
Bird painter. That's a job?
You
could
like
just
that?
Paint birds?
Sure, if you're good enough and put a book out, could be the next Audubon.
I mean, I'm not very good at painting or art in general, but.
We have an art show coming up at the Hunterdon County Library.
Yes, we do.
We'll tell you about that later, Natalie.
All right.
1822, Frederick Law Olmsted was born.
We are actually, how topical is this? We are having a talk on him at the Hunterdon County Library in August.
We are.
We are, for the Master Gardeners. He is a garden architect, and he designed, his most famous around here, for designing Central Park.
And also he did the grounds for the Chicago World's Fair in 1890 something. 1917, I.M. Pei, that's someone's name. I.M. Pei? Yeah.
He's another architect.
Very
popular crossword clue, too.
Anything?
I.M. Pei.
Give me one thing that he architected.
He architected, I'm going to take a guess again. Actually, no, I'm not.
I don't know.
The Louvre.
Of course.
The Louvre. I don't know why I was going to say this, but the first thing that popped into my head was the Sistine Chapel. And I'm like, wait, that's not right.
That was way before.
Yeah.
All these guys.
Yeah.
1942, Bobby Rydell. Have you ever seen the movie Bye Bye Birdie?
Nope.
Okay. Bobby Rydell.
He played Bye Bye Birdie originally on Broadway.
No.
Nope.
He played Hugo in Bye Bye Birdie. Bobby Rydell was a big popular singer back in the 1950s.
Oh, I wasn't around in the 1950s.
Jennifer has no idea. She's
maybe I was around in the 1950s. Facebook. Maybe I'm actually 150.
Maybe you were. We've had this discussion once before. Maybe you had another life before then. Maybe you were Bobby Rydell.
Maybe I was.
Well, Bobby Rydell's still alive.
I could possibly be 150 years old.
You could. You seem like an old soul to me, Natalie. Okay, you might know this one, Natalie.
Okay.
Born on the state in 1992, Aaron Judge.
Yes, Aaron Judge is a baseball player for the Yankees.
That is correct.
And he is my favorite player because I'm a Yankees fan. So.
Awesome. I'm glad to hear it. Jennifer, would you have known who Aaron Judge was?
I would have. I would have been displeased with you, but.
Okay, then died on the state. Mrs. Winberry loves when we go over people who died. And I have to always add a few, even though I don't want to. I don't like to talk about negative things on our library show, but I have to appease her.
Since
come on,
when?
Let the people see your eyes.
Since
your
when?
Beautiful eyes.
You couldn't even tell me what color my eyes are.
1970, Jennifer and Natalie, Gypsy Rose Lee died.
She died. She was a singer.
She was a singer.
I don't know. She's a singer.
And a writer, famous for writing something.
The book, she was writing a book, because, it could have been a website.
You don't know who Gypsy Rose Lee is, Jennifer?
She's an, Hello Doll? No, there was something based on, but tell me.
Is it scary? Is it
it's a Broadway play.
Yeah.
No.
It's not Hello Doll.
Les Mis.
No.
Did you see Hamilton?
No.
I
never
did.
Got around to seeing Hamilton.
I did.
Okay. He sat in like the first row.
How about a play called Gypsy?
Oh, yeah. How about that?
I don't know what that is, actually.
It was a play about her life that she wrote. It's a famous play. She was a striptease artist, which was...
I don't know if she was a tease, because she actually...
1984, Count Basie died. Uh-oh.
Jennifer's a big Count Basie
fan.
He's a kid from Red Bank. He was a big band leader. He did April in Paris, Moonlight, 6 O'Clock Jump, Jumping at the... did all? Oh my gosh! He was in Blazing Saddles. He had a big band.
I don't know what this is.
He played the piano.
Blazing Saddles, wasn't he?
He was.
Red Bank's own Count Basie. Very good, Jennifer. Now there's a complete answer. And finally, Natalie may know who this is. 1989, Lucille Ball died.
He was a.
Lucille.
Lucille, like.
Lucy.
Lucy.
She went by Lucy on her, when whatever she did.
She went by Lucy.
It was an old TV show she was on. Another one before your time.
She was an actress.
She was an
actress.
There
you go.
And yeah, I got it all right. I did all of myself.
Did you ever see an old clip, a black and white clip of two women stomping grapes in a big vat?
No.
Or wrapping the chocolates is probably more famous. Right? And then they have to eat them off the assembly line as they're coming too fast, Natalie?
Yes.
That was Lucille Ball. Okay, and that...
Okay, I'll look it up
later. ...is today in history.
Okay. Yeah.
Why are you staring at me every day?
I'm still wondering if you know what color my eyes are.
Another one of Mrs. Winberry's shticks on the radio show is coming unprepared and just trying to wing it over there.
Well, I was told we were going to have an entire guest audience.
And now she's been exposed to a national audience.
I thought we were going to have a guest, a whole audience.
Whole audience.
Natalie, you're going to have to carry the show like I usually have to.
Well, I just came from the South County Park, the Roger Ebert Field. The Roger Ebert Fairgrounds.
And what was going on down there?
The Friends of the Book Sale are putting the last finishing touches on the book sale, which starts tomorrow for the preview sale. And there are still tickets available for the afternoon. But the main event starts Saturday morning at 8 o'clock if you're a friend of the Hunterdon County Library.
So and really sell
this, I have a card.
Well, you can show up at 8 o'clock in the morning.
All right,
I know.
So this is the 22nd annual Friends of the Hunterdon County Library book sale. Jennifer is dancing around over here. It happens every year at this time. It's a sure sign of spring. It's a huge event. So if you've never been, I highly suggest it. Natalie, you've been there? Never been?
I don't think. I might have.
You'd remember.
I would remember.
You would remember. That is correct. So we do this every year. They have tons of DVDs, tons of kids' books, tons of psychiatry books.
Yeah. Oh, I also remember last year I wanted a hamster.
Oh, did you get the hamster?
No, I didn't get anything.
You got a dog.
I know. I didn't get the things that I originally said.
Well, make a wish now for next year to see if it comes true. By next year's mother or father, take your child to work day, what would you like to have?
Well, hello to my future self. No, I'm joking. I would like to have, I don't know, new riding stuff, but I'm probably going to get that for my birthday anyway.
How about your own horse?
Hey. Oh, that's not going to happen, but I mean.
We never didn't think.
Well, the dog, we knew. I remember I wanted the cat because I knew the dog was never going to happen.
That's right.
So maybe, I don't think I'm getting a horse, but I guess.
Well, that's another one of Natalie's passions, I guess. She just rides. So how's that going?
That's good. I've been trying to, you know, ride more, so. Yeah.
I guess you can't ride when the weather's bad or it's indoors. Do you ride a lot?
I can ride indoors.
You can?
Yeah.
Where is your riding stable located? We'll give them a shout out.
Up in Stockton area.
Stockton area? Very good. Jennifer, have you ever ridden a horse?
Yes.
You have?
With
the horse?
And there's
obviously a good story behind
it. It did not have a happy ending.
Oh, I want to hear the story. Horses are just...
fell off and hit my head.
You fell off and hit your head?
How big was the horse?
Probably not that big.
Like this?
I don't remember.
How old were you?
10 or 11.
And what happened? The horse bucked up?
I don't remember. I just remember falling off.
This explains a lot to me, Natalie. Explains a lot. I've ridden horses a couple times, just trail riding, but I like to bet on them, Natalie. Do you watch the Kentucky Derby?
I do.
It's coming up in a little over a week.
I know. We might be going to the Devon Horse Show. Which is a lot of fun. It's up in Devon.
There's a big horse show every summer up in Vermont, Manchester, Vermont. Another nice area.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to travel that far for horses, though. Because my dad has the meeting in Idaho this summer. Like, sometimes if he goes, he has like this big conference in Idaho. Iowa.
Sorry. Iowa.
But normally he like takes us, like are we all going on a trip, like Disneyland, like we went to California one year, Montreal, like Maine, but
it's in Iowa.
Iowa, like my mom's like, we're not going, because like what the heck are we going to do in Iowa, learn about corn?
They have a huge state fair in Iowa.
That's true, but
it's like a month long thing.
Iowa.
Do you know when you're going?
We're going like, I don't think we're going though.
No.
But even if it's, I think it's like in July.
Let's see when the Iowa State Fair is.
I don't know. I want to go on a plane, but, like, again, it's just, what's in Iowa except grass?
Do you have any other family trips planned for this summer?
We're going
to Iowa.
We are going to the Poconos, and we go to the Poconos every year, to the lake house up there with my aunt and my uncle.
Oh, nice.
And my nonno. And, yeah.
And you go swimming and stuff?
Yeah, we're there for 2 weeks, and it's, like, our only vacation, which is nice, because we just, like, get, like, 2 weeks. We don't even leave the resort, because there's, like, a beach and a lake, and we go boating and stuff, so trail
bikes. Last year, your father commuted, I think.
Yeah, he kept coming back to work, and my mom was like, why are you going to work? You're on vacation. He's like, I gotta go work. Like, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
what started this topic of conversation was the book sale. So we better get back to that. So this Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at the Roger K. Everett Fairgrounds off of Route 179 between Ringo's and Lamberville. Saturday, the sale is from 10 to... What time is the sale in, Jennifer?
10 to 5.
10 to 5. Unless you're a friend of the 100 library member, you can get in 2 hours early, or you can pay a $20 fee to get in 2 hours early. 2 hours early. I got to slow down. I mean, you talk too fast, Natalie. Here's a little tip for you. When you make doing speeches in school, you have to do, ever do speeches?
Abby, don't do speeches, but...
You will.
I will. Will I have to?
I bet.
My dad did speeches.
Yes, we know. Okay, so
we've heard.
My tip to you is people tend to naturally talk too fast. It's just concentrate on talking slowly. You can never talk too slowly, Natalie.
Okay.
Amy Jo saw the stream, so maybe she'll share it to the camera.
Okay, very good. Let's hope. Maybe write her a note.
I'm going to right now.
Ooh, who are we writing a note?
To our IT maven.
Pass it to her in gym class.
What? I don't get this.
Do you have gym class at school, Natalie?
We do. Yeah, it's very fun.
What are you doing now?
Actually,
gym?
I really like gym class. It's fun. We're learning.
Outside now that the weather's improving.
Actually, that's not a good thing because that means we have to run around the track a bunch of times.
Yeah, if you drive down Kapner Street, you see them running.
There's no baseball fields to play softball or anything.
Yeah, there is. There's white line markings, and then they take the bases out and stuff and play. But, otherwise...
She's going to stream it live. Excuse me. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay. So it's fun. And I love gym class so much. And then, just like gym class.
That was the only class I was good at when I was in school, Natalie.
I
wasn't a good student were.
My gym teacher Jennifer. From grammar school is still alive. He's 90-something.
Good. Because he was always physically fit
active. He and his wife were super.
Were?
They are. I mean, when we were in school, they were. Okay. I'm sure they still are.
Very good. Okay, back to the book sale. So Saturday, April 28th.
My birthday.
10 to 5. Is this Saturday?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, wait. I can't come to the book sale because I'm going to communion. My parents are going to a wedding, and I won't see them on my birthday.
Oh, you're going to be an altar server?
No, I'm going to a communion for my cousin.
Oh.
With my other cousin and Cameron, and
So you'll be celebrating your birthday on Sunday, I'm assuming.
My brother is picking my place to go. He wants to go to Chuck E. Cheese's because he thinks it's his birthday.
What's your favorite restaurant?
If you pick
anything for your birthday meal, what would it be?
Hibachi up by the mall, by that Rita's.
Right.
Across from that hibachi place. And then I also really Willie McBride's because I love that.
Oh, yes. Off of 22.
By the animal shelter?
Okay,
It used to be the old Cryan's.
Okay.
And then Cryan's moved to Miller's. And now Willie McBride's is Cryan's. Across from Stony Creek Grill? Stony Brook Grill?
Yeah, I know where Cryan's was.
Very good job.
Where was the hibachi place you're talking about?
It's up at the Bridgewater Mall.
Oh.
Go by the Bridgewater.
They don't let people stay there for 7 hours. So that's all for you.
Hibachi.
Okay, so the book sale, and then Sunday the book sale is half price day. All the books that were on sale Saturday for full price, which is still cheap. It's $1.50 for books on Saturday.
Yes, except that they're special. $2.
$2 and
$1. Maybe I'll come on Sunday because I get to choose what I do. But my dog, I don't know where he's going on Saturday because we're not going to be home. So.
Okay, so then Sunday, Natalie,
Jim
books are half price. 50 cents. And the $1 for books on Sunday. I have a dog too, Natalie. It's a little black and white
King Charles Spaniel.
Thank you, Jennifer. Aww.
I love his dog.
My dog's a spaniel. Spaniels are very.
They should have bring your dog to work day.
Yeah,
you keep saying you're going to, and you never do.
Will I get in trouble?
You wouldn't have before February 26th. I don't know.
I don't want to get in trouble, Jennifer. I like to follow the straight and narrow.
Yeah.
That's me, Natalie. Never would do anything questionable.
So, and the book sale will be at the The bookmobile will be at the book sale, not to go into, but you can take a gander at its handsome
Why
design.
Is it at the book sale?
Why is it at the book sale if you can't go in the bookmobile?
The friends use it as a little...
Do you guys just... Is it just going to be there?
Yeah.
Oh.
But you can't go in
it. If you want to go in the bookmobile, Natalie, your opportunity will come up on June 2nd at Community Day.
I thought it was June 3rd.
June 2nd.
Oh, it got moved?
No.
No, it was June 3rd last year.
I'm assuming you're going to be at Community Day.
Yeah, I want to go in early with my dad this year, though, because normally I come at, like, 2 with my mom, because my brother, he won't wake up in the morning, but I want to leave really early with my dad.
Okay, so to wrap up the book sale, then we'll talk about Community Day, because I'm excited about Community Day.
All right, book sale. Got to talk about book sale.
So Sunday is half-price day, and then Monday is bag day, Natalie. So on Monday, we give you a bag, like a grocery bag. Is it a paper bag, Jennifer?
Yes.
It's a paper bag?
Yes.
What's this with a... Isn't that bad for the environment?
Yeah. I actually...
Yeah, and it's because I showed up with a bag last year, and they're like, we have to buy a bag. And I'm like, yeah, here's my bag. I'm going to fill it and buy it.
I was at Lone Eagle last night, and there was a conservation group there,
uh-huh.
and they had food on plastic trays. I'm going, wait a minute.
What did they reuse?
We did in science. We're doing a whole thing about how, like, plastic is, like, bad. We're talking about the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. And we're talking about garbage patches and
what is the
plastic.
Great Pacific Garbage Patch?
It is in the Pacific Ocean.
It's a floating patch of garbage?
Yes, and plastic. And then animals are getting sick and dying.
That sounds easy to clean up.
It's not because of the circulation with the wind. It's like going in circles, and it's not. It's just going to keep going in there. And there's like, and we were talking how long it takes for things to dissolve in the ocean. So a baby diaper takes about 600 years to dissolve. Fully. Yeah. Back to the book sale.
I'm getting a lot of comments on the video on my Facebook page, so that's good. People are watching it.
Good.
Okay. How many people are watching?
That's the point of this, Jennifer.
So people who watch us.
So the Monday is bag day, Natalie, so we give you a bag.
Okay.
So don't throw it into a landfill, but we give you a bag, and you fill it up with books.
Okay.
And you pay $5 for that whole bag of books. As many books as you can jam into that bag.
Wait, what?
$5.
Do they have to be in the bag, or can I just, like, stack them?
They can, as long as you're carrying the bag, and I'm sure they'll accept that. Right, Jennifer?
Yes.
Can the bag be overflowing?
I think so. I think by that time, they're just happy to get rid of the book. To sell the book.
Well, that's not the
get
right attitude.
Get rid of them. You want to get...
That is not the right attitude, Jennifer. Okay, so that's a book sale. And then after that, the next event is Community Day. The Hunterdon County Bookmobile will
Yay.
Be there, Natalie. We're going to have...
I can go in it this time?
Yes.
Of course.
Okay.
We're going to have a raffle for some prizes. We're going to have games for kids and teens. So like a beanbag toss game, I think.
Cornhole?
Cornhole. I do have a cornhole.
I love cornhole. We've had my aunt and uncle bring it to the Poconos every year.
Maybe
we
they can
the
we'll do like challenge Jennifer and cornhole. If you beat her, you get a prize. Play up.
You know what would be
I'm
fun?
I'm
going to
be in Reading that weekend.
Do you know what would be fun? You should get.
You know
a
what would be fun if we had a dunking tank.
That's what I was going to say. A dunk tank.
We've always had that. We've talked about that at these meetings all the time.
And you guys,
it was almost a possibility a couple of times. And your dad would have.
We have to get a dunk tank. We have to have a dunk tank.
So Community Day, it's going to be a great day. The Chamber will be there, all community groups, so you can learn all about Hunterdon County. It's going to be hot air balloon, I believe, there. Lots of music.
Are they going to let you go up?
That I'm taking care of?
Yeah,
I think it will
they
be
let
tethered,
you go up.
Yes.
But they're going to let you, because Jim always wants to go on a hot air balloon.
I do.
You always want to have a hot air balloon at things.
I do, but I don't want to go in it. I just want to look at it.
I don't want to go. I like going in when it's on the ground and it's, like, all inflated and going, like, in the inside.
They'll have tethered ones. Yeah. They couldn't do it last year because it was too windy.
Yeah.
But they'll have the reptile guy.
He's so much fun.
There's going to be a special Bill Brokaw, the area popular photographer, is doing a photo show. Everybody, I saw it was last weekend. Did you notice, Jennifer, people walking around towns with cameras?
Wait, what?
Did you notice that at all? I actually noticed that it was happening.
Here?
In any town. Here, really? Yes, Flemington, but any of the boroughs.
Yeah, weren't they walking
around
with the cameras?
Yes, and they were taking pictures. It says this is a special event just for Community Day. Well, not just for Community Day. Actually, we're having a display of these pictures at the library, Jennifer. You didn't know that. No, after Community Day, I've reserved the cases. We're going to have these photos at the library.
Oh, neat.
Yes.
We have to go to the last commercial break.
Great.
All right.
So hang on, and we'll be right back.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry and our special guest, Natalie Phelan.
Hello.
Let's just talk. We have so much library stuff to talk about. Natalie's just so fun to talk to. Let's just talk to Natalie.
Okay.
How's this? We've got 10 minutes left at 12 noon. Jim Gannot. Does Jim Gannot stream his show live?
He usually does, yes.
How do you think our first streaming show is going, Jennifer?
Not bad, but I haven't been watching it.
Well, because the monitor's behind you.
So hopefully this will be a regular thing.
Yeah, I was kind of shanghaied, but
we kind of bum rushed her right before the show, and she couldn't say no, Natalie. Okay, where was I going? We're just going to talk to Natalie.
Yeah, we're just talking.
Okay.
So, yeah.
How about what was the last movie you saw, Natalie? Any good movie tips for us?
The last movie I saw was Black Panther, and I went with my friend.
Oh, I have not seen that yet. Everybody loves that movie.
It was really good. I mean, it was like a little violent, but like otherwise, it was actually pretty good. And I went with my friend, and her birthday is tomorrow, so.
She is? That's right. I remember that from last year.
That's my friend. That's always when her birthday is always tomorrow.
We were supposed to be joined by some other people today. What happened to them? Who were they?
Friends of yours?
I don't know. I don't know if they were chamber members.
Some other chamber
children, or if they were other radio show hosts.
Maybe they were just. Maybe they were just strangers who wanted to be on the radio.
Strangers in the night.
Look at Jennifer singing. Boy, she likes this YouTube stuff.
I really don't. It's not YouTube. It's Facebook.
Whatever. YouTube, I don't know anything
YouTube
about
YouTube. YouTube is totally different. YouTube.
Do you have a cell phone?
I wish.
You don't have a cell phone. See, this is something good to ask for the next radio.
I know.
Next year.
I really, really want a cell phone. Okay, cut the horse.
Okay, so put it's on live on Natalie Phelan by next.
By next year. Listen in. Same date.
Take your child to work day.
Same
she'll
day
have a cell phone and she'll be holding it up.
I'll hold it up to the camera and be like, haha, look at my cell phone.
Mine is.
I have an iPod.
Mine's older than yours is, Natalie. This isn't.
I have an iPod Touch and it's a calculator with a password. Because I can't download anything. It doesn't let me text or FaceTime. So
what else are you interested in these days? What do you you and your friends like to do?
Snapchat.
Besides, ride horses. Do your friends ride too?
No. Well, I have friends that ride, but like they're not. They don't go to my school or anything. But I really like movies and stuff. But like Black Panther and then Jumanji, I saw.
Oh, how was Jumanji? I heard that was good.
It was so funny. I really liked it. My grandpa took me and my brother to go see Jumanji because me and Cameron watched the first one, so we wanted to go see the second. It was really fun. We went over winter break.
Your grandpa's your dad's dad, and your
nono. No, my nono took us. Sorry.
Okay.
What was the last movie Jennifer saw?
The Death of Stalin.
Oh, see how different, Natalie. Since we can't even talk about that.
Why not?
I don't know. It's depressing.
It was, you know what? It was a serious topic. It was based on a graphic novel, but it was very funny. Kind of in a black way, like black humor. Dark. It was very dark, like dark humor.
No, thank you.
But it was